What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
The numbers aren't adding up.
The numbers ain't numbering.
That's the numbers.
Were you doing something to supplement the income while you had the store?
I did work. It was in and out. I probably did an overnight job.
I can't recall where you were working.
No, I've worked a lot of jobs. So I was
where
like,
did you work, Mariah? That's all I'm asking.
Let me think. Okay, hold on.
Why is this such an algebraic equation? Before I started my t-shirt company, mm-hmm. I worked at the Cheesecake Factory. Before mm-hmm. then, I worked at Olive Garden. Before then, Circuit City. Before then, Applebee's. I know where I worked.
I don't know. I know I did DoorDash.
At such a pivotal moment, DoorDash. Like starting your business, mm-hmm. you don't remember what you were doing while you were starting your business?
I'm trying to think.
I just don't trust you. I think this conversation will be full of lies because there's no way you don't know what you're losing money mm-hmm. and then you go get a job and you can't remember, unless you worked at the strip club and you don't want to say it. You don't want to say anything.
Yo, Mariah.
Okay, I remember
you
now.
You a liar. David, why would you waste my time?
I didn't know. I don't know what's going on until they sit down in the seat. You suck, your business sucks, and you'll never be successful. How many people paid you $5,000? You never lied to anybody? Okay, real quick. Anything you see in here? What? It's over, bro. What's your belief system? You're married, yes, to a woman, or you let your wife wear pants? When I ask you for something and you don't give it to me, are you knowing that you're lying to me?
Lying?
You cannot move being this comfortable. But you be in the crib and your drawers just like, hey, yo. My job is to make you fail. My job is to make you quit. My job is to make you cry. But if you survive it, success is on the other side. What's up? Welcome to the hot seat.
Hey.
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 Hey. What's up?
Okay. So I'm Mariah, the CEO and founder of the Cupcake Garden. We're located in Conyers. We had a store in Atlanta. We rebranded. I renamed. It was Sweets by MJB, but I changed my name because a lot of bakeries have their name in their, like, whatever they do, which is cakes by such and such, cupcakes by such and such. So our concept is build your own cupcake. We also do fruit frosting. So our slogan is where fruit becomes frosting. So we have mango frosting, kiwi, strawberry, the list goes on. So
got it.
Yeah, pretty much how our store concept is.
Okay. Well, real quick, Donnie Wiggins, what's up, man?
I'm excited to be here.
Welcome
on
to
the hot seat.
Again.
Again. This is my second time on the hot seat.
Second time on the hot seat. And I want you to be. I want you to behave yourself, okay?
Okay. So, y'all, David asked me to be the bad guy.
No. I don't want you to be. I want you to be Donnie Wiggins. Be a coach.
Yeah, Donnie Wiggins is the gentle coach. This, like, Mariah is sitting over here.
No, I want you to
here.
Be transparent.
Mariah is sitting over here scared. She got her hands crossed. She playing with the bottom of her shirt. When I walked in, she said, oh, wait. I didn't know you were going to be here, too. Yeah. And I'm really just like an easygoing but very direct and straightforward coach. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just tell you what you need, and so is David, to help you make some money.
Yeah, we were on live with a young lady, and Donnie said, you're acting like a spoiled 10-year-old or something. I'm like,
that.
Golly, Donnie.
No, I seen that.
No, but here's the cool thing.
But that was the truth.
That was the truth.
I get to be the good cop today.
And so I get to be the bad cop.
That's fine.
So my job here is to see all the negative stuff that you have going on and highlight that. Just, I want you to know that and I want the audience to know that. Are you good with that?
That's perfect.
All right, let's jump into it. So you have, it's Cupcake, the Cupcake Garden.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing it for 7 years.
Yes.
Trademarked?
No.
First issue, what's wrong with you?
I just changed the name.
Yeah. How long have you had the name?
4 months.
She could have had the trademark already.
Question, first name was what?
Sweets by MJB. But I wasn't comfortable. I've always wanted to change my
name. Was that trademarked?
No, because I knew I wanted to change it. So I didn't feel like
you operated in a business for 7 years with no trademark, and then you started a new business last 4 months, no trademark, which, did you have any plans on trademarking the Cupcake Garden? Or
yes, no, I do.
Or before you started using it, did you try to see if you can trademark it?
I did.
And they said what?
Well, I looked and seen, because, okay, let's be very transparent. I'm still operating my LLC under Sweets by MJB.
Like a ninja.
And then
operating like a
because it was just so much that we still had, and I was my main focus was getting my sign on my building. I was like, I want to get the sign.
Can I tell you the problem with that right now?
Sure.
Your operation is under your previous name.
Mm-hmm.
So even if somebody can literally steal your trademark right now, we're on a live broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
If someone really wanted to do you dirty, they could go and trademark, put in an application to trademark your business, and you can't even defend it by saying, no, I was in use of it first, because you're not even using it. You're using an old name.
Very true.
Business is registered with the state?
Yes.
But which
under
one?
Sweets by MJB.
Girl, David, why would you waste my time?
I didn't know. I don't know what's going on until they sit down in the seat. I'm learning this myself.
Why would you waste my time?
I'm not. So that's what we're here for. Because
why would
somebody
you
else
waste
watching.
Our time?
So it's not a waste of time.
No, and trademarking that I know, because my friend did it, I felt like it was expensive. So when I was in Atlanta, I wasn't making no money.
So real quick, how much is trademarking?
I don't know. She just said it was expensive.
So who's the she? Who's the person?
My other friend. My friend. She's in business too.
What does your friend do?
She has a slushy food truck.
I bet she's not trademarked.
She is.
But she says expensive.
Yeah. She just told me the process
is
long.
How much did she say the trademark was?
She didn't tell me.
Just expensive.
She just said it was.
And
you
went
take
with
that
it.
Information and say, oh, it's expensive. I'm just not going to do it.
I'm very frugal. I will say that.
So let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Are a $30 pair of shoes expensive?
No.
Are a $250 pair of shoes expensive?
Yes.
Okay. So if you absolutely had to have the shoe, mm-hmm. you wouldn't spend the $250 on it. If that $250 could protect mm-hmm. everything that you represent, that $250, would you spend the $250?
Now I would.
Okay. It's a pair of shoes for an outfit. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If you had to legalize your business and it cost $150, mm-hmm. would you do it?
Yes.
Okay. If you had to legalize your business and it cost you about $2,000, would you do it?
Yes.
Okay. Is $2,000 expensive in the grand scheme of what you earn to legalize your business?
No.
All right. First note, get the trademark. You should be writing that down.
Okay.
All right.
Get the trademark.
Get the trademark.
Okay.
So you said you have plans on trademarking the mm-hmm. Cupcake Garden.
Yes.
And you said you looked in to see if you could trademark the Cupcake Garden.
I looked in as far as like getting an LLC, seeing if the name was taken, if anybody in the state of Georgia had the Cupcake Garden, and they don't. So I knew that part. As far as like going further into trademarking, no, I haven't. Because like I said, I don't even know. We've been operating under the name isn't maybe like 2 months. Because I opened that store in December, and we were still kind of Sweets by MJB.
I just can't buy it because the previous business, mm-hmm. you were operating for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And for 7 years, you didn't trademark it.
Because I knew I wanted to change the name. So I just felt like I always knew that that wasn't going to be my name. That's just the name that I got started with.
But you decided to do it for 7 years.
Yes.
I don't think that's the reason you decided not to trademark it. I think you thought it just wasn't important. And before this conversation, I'm not sure how you didn't really, one, you didn't trademark it because someone told you it's expensive and mm-hmm. you don't even know the number. Mm-hmm. I could see if you said, well, attorney quoted me $2,500 and I just ain't got it. I'd be like, oh, cool. Well, we just got to figure out a way to get the $2,500. Mm-hmm. But someone said it's expensive. So you say, oh, well, I'm not trademarking. Mm-hmm. But we had an old business. We're now operating under a new business. We put the new business name on the building, still operating under the old business. Mm-hmm. You need some structure in your life.
Shans, I hate to even do this.
I know it's taken.
It's taken, babe.
I know it.
And not only is it taken, it's been taken for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know what research you've done.
This is in the state of Georgia or just...
Oh, no. So that's not how trademarks work.
Okay.
Okay. So you can LLC a company. Mm-hmm. You can establish an entity in mm-hmm. your local state mm-hmm. if you plan on just being a local company. Mm-hmm. But the trademark is throughout the whole United States. Mm-hmm. So you can't trademark that name. If this company who's in Texas sees mm-hmm. that you're operating under Cupcake Garden, they're going to sue you. Mm-hmm. Every sale, like what could ultimately happen, worst case scenario, is every sale that you've ever made, you have to submit that to the court. And every dollar that you've made, you got to give to this company because you're infringing upon their trademark. So unfortunately, this is a learning lesson because businesses, see, entrepreneurs will say, oh, well, let me get my signage and let me.
You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion, or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference? No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies, or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you.
get my t-shirts with my branding and my flyers and the stickers that are on my cupcakes and my flyers and all these things, and you don't understand business. This is why it's so important to have these kind of conversations, yeah. to have right. coaches and to have mentorships, right? So I don't know how much you've invested in your marketing, but I see your t-shirts, I see your flyers. You mentioned a sign that you mm-hmm. have. You've invested now more than it would have cost you to do this simple trademark. And you would have known ahead of time that this name hasn't been available for 4 years. So now, first things first, is we got to figure out another name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think I have.
Okay. All right.
Whoa. How'd you come up with a name so fast?
No. Okay. So on my sign, it says the Cupcake Garden Experience. So I could just trademark that whole thing. The experience part added to it.
Hold on real quick. I just want to see something.
But a DBA would be the Cupcake Garden because experience is very long.
Where you learn all these terms from? The DBA, this is how it goes. And
y'all tell me.
I got you. So first we want to see mm-hmm. if the Cupcake Garden Experience
is available.
My guess is that it's not, because you can't have Cupcake Garden and Cupcake Garden Experience both selling cupcakes.
Why?
Because there's brand confusion. As soon as you talk to an attorney, you'll find this out. So before we make another sign, mm-hmm. before we create another business name, mm-hmm. we need to talk to an attorney to find out if we can get a trademark. That is the number one goal.
Okay.
Number one, okay? Mm-hmm. We can't just, I got the name. And then next week you put up another sign and you realize that doesn't work either. So it's so expensive to do it wrong.
And let me say this, because the look on your face says, I'm going to do it anyway.
It's not the way
a trademark process works. Okay. You can't just add a word to a word mark that has been trademarked. So like, for example, we couldn't go and trademark the Nike experience because we added experience to it. Right. Nike's going to sue us. They own that. You understand that?
Yes.
We can't just do the Coca-Cola pocketbook because we added the word pocketbook. So you need to first, here's the order of business. You first think about the name that you want. You do a consultation with a trademark attorney or a business attorney. We can give you a referral at the end of the show.
Okay.
You do a consultation with the trademark attorney and say, these are the names that I'm thinking about. What's the chances that they are available, right? Now, while they're doing that, because that process is probably going to take a couple of days, what I am doing on my end, I'm looking for the domain. I'm going to GoDaddy, and I'm looking to see if this domain exists, right? Mm-hmm. Because if it doesn't exist, is it really worth my time? Because like David said, I don't want to confuse my customers. Then I'm going to all the social channels. Even if I'm not going to build on all these social channels, I need to own all of the social channel names. So I'm going to every single social platform and seeing if it's available. But specifically, is it available on the ones that I do plan to use? Those two things check out, fantastic. Then I'm going to go forward with the LLC search. If this checks out, fantastic. Now let me pay for this consultation, which could be a couple $100 to pay for a consultation for this attorney. And they will tell you, like, the way they have this trademark, the categories that they're using, too similar, we're going to have problems. Because here's the thing about trademarks and why it can be expensive. If you say, I'm going to put in an application because I just think I can do it anyway, because somebody's going to try to get a trademark on their own. I can add experience and I believe that it's going to work out. It gets expensive because you don't get the money back. They'll tell you this trademark is unavailable, application denied, and you still had to pay all that money. And then you have to start over from scratch to do it again. So this isn't a process that you want to DIY. You've been in business too long to still be at that DIY phase. Get the attorney, pay them a couple $100. It's just a consultation. Once they confirm the results, then you pay. And it's going to cost you up to somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 to get your attorney or to get your trademark. But at first, it's just a couple $100 consultation. And they're going to say, yep, you got a great chance at this one. Apply for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay, good. So let's walk into your journey. You started 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and how did you start? Just out of your kitchen or a store or what?
Just baking at home, trial and error.
Good, and people like your cupcakes, and then when did you get into a storefront?
I got into a storefront.
Bring your mic a little closer, too. Bring it a little closer.
20.
More.
2020? Yeah, 2020. 2019.
2020, you got into a storefront?
Yeah.
Okay, so from what is it, 24, 7 years. 7 years ago would have been 17.
Mm, that's when I established the LLC, but I was baking a little bit prior to the LLC start.
Gotcha, okay.
But mainly like...
And then 3 years later, you get enough money to get the store.
Correct.
The money that you are getting, the money that you put into the store, did it come from the business or somewhere else?
No, it came from saving, working. When I was working a 9-to-5, I started working at Walgreens. Saved up every time I got my tax return and was able to build my store.
Good. Congratulations. How much did it cost?
Around $50,000.
$50,000? You saved up $50,000 working at Walgreens?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, baking. Not just Walgreens. Walgreens, UPS. I worked somewhere else. Jim Ellis, a car dealership. Somewhere else, yeah.
How old are you?
24.
You live with your parents?
No. I live by myself. I've been living by myself since I was 18.
Word? Mm-hmm. You saved $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Were you doing car sales?
No, receptionist. I just was, my mom was very, 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 very strict with like finances. Like she showed me like the ropes for, this is your credit score. My credit score is an 800. This is what your credit score needs to look like. Mm-hmm. This is what you need to do. So I was always like aware of maintaining around a 7, and I knew because I was like, what, 18 when I got my credit. So it was like 6-something, 7-something. But because I only had one credit card, because that was the other thing she told me, don't get a lot of credit cards.
But outside of that, this $50,000, mm-hmm. none of that was on credit. It was just cash that you had in the bank?
40 was cash and then 10 was credit.
And this 40 came from you working these odd jobs where you're making $15 an hour mm-hmm. and cupcake sales.
Working for a good amount of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So you dumped your life savings into this, pretty much.
Basically.
Gotcha. Okay. Open the store, and how long were you open?
There, Boulevard, about 3 years.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
You made good money?
No. I had a lot of $0 days.
Off Boulevard. How much was the rent?
Rent was $3,000. After everything about, like, payroll and everything, about $4,000.
$4,000. How much were you making a day?
Like... $150, maybe $0. It just depended.
So you're losing money every month. If you dumped your life savings into it, how are you? Are you in debt right now?
No. Well, personally, yes. Yes, personally, yes. I'm getting out of it because of the store in Conyers now. But when I started, I was in debt.
So 3 years of not making a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
And probably if your overhead is $4,000, let's say you average $100 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you average, including the day where you make $200.
Right.
And then the time where you make $0, you average $100, that's only $3,000 a month.
I was breaking even or barely surviving.
But that's not even breaking even because for you to make the $3,000, you have to sell $100 worth of cupcakes, but the cupcakes have a cost to it.
Exactly. That's why
so for
I was
3 years, how did you eat?
I ask myself that every day. Every day. I really don't know.
You got a boyfriend?
I do. But I think we've been talking probably for about a year or two now.
Did you have a boyfriend at that time?
Yeah, but he came in at the end of the 3 years of me being there. So, yeah.
How much were you paying in rent where you live at that time?
$1,100. I lived in Dunwoody.
The numbers aren't adding up.
The numbers ain't numbering.
That's the numbers.
Were you doing something to supplement the income while you had the store?
I did work.
Oh, you
had
a job.
But it was in and out. It was in and out. When I first started the store, was I working? No. And then I got a job. Where was I working? I probably did an overnight job.
You probably did an overnight job, or you can't recall where you were working.
No, I've worked a lot of jobs because it was so in and like up and down. So I was
Did you work, Mariah? That's all I'm asking.
Let me think. Okay, hold on.
Why is this such an algebraic equation? Before I started my t-shirt company, mm-hmm. I worked at the Cheesecake Factory. Before mm-hmm. then, I worked at Olive Garden. Before then, Circuit City. Before then, Applebee's. I know where I worked.
Right.
Recently. Where did you work?
Then. I don't know. I know I did DoorDash.
At such a pivotal moment, like starting your business, mm-hmm. you don't remember what you were doing while you were starting your business?
I'm trying to think.
I just don't trust you. I think this conversation will be full of lies because there's no way you don't know what you're losing money. Mm-hmm. And then you go get a job and you can't remember, unless you worked at the strip club and you don't want to say it. You don't want to say anything.
Yo, Mariah.
Okay, I remember
you
now.
You a liar.
I remember. No, I remember now. I had to really think, y'all. I had to really think. Okay, concierge downtown. I was a concierge. That's what it was.
Like at a hotel?
Apartment complex.
Okay.
High rise. Yep, that's what it was.
Look, man, I see y'all enjoying the episode, but entrepreneurship is tough, as you can see. But if you want to make more money, get more information, and really have more support, you need a community, okay? Morning Meetup is a community that I've started 6 years ago, where every single morning, I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs, giving them more information, giving them support, and teaching them how to make more money, how to grow their business, okay? We have a book club that you need to be a part of. We have meetups that you need to be a part of. The missing link is connection to not only a coach, but a community, okay? You don't have to join every single morning, okay? But if you wake up this morning, you know that we are there Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, okay? Join our book club. You don't have to speak. You can be quiet. You don't have to have your camera on, but the more you're on, you want people to see your face and connect with us, okay? The morning meetup will get you more money, more information, and more support this year, 2024, okay? So it's only $497 for the entire year. That's 250 calls with the community teaching you how to do this thing called entrepreneurship, okay? So if this interview resonates with you at any point and you say, yo, you know what? The way he's talking to him or the way he's talking to her, I need him to talk to me like that. Well, join us every single morning. And quiet is kept. Most of the people that are on the hot seat come from the Morning Meetup community. You all get priority. All right? So go to themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
But that was like towards the end of my lease. But for a long time, I just was just there working, had staff in and out, but... And then a little bit after that, I did work at a call center during insurance. But I only did that for like
a week. Okay, so you've jumped from a ton of jobs. Mm-hmm. So I can kind of see how you might be blurry.
Yeah.
But what you were doing when you started your company, like that's such no a job. Pivotal
no
moment.
No job. I had
there
no
was
job.
No job.
No job when I started.
Okay, you were on Boulevard for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That was the start.
Right.
Okay, so there was no job throughout any of those 3 years.
Yes, and that was the concierge. That was around like year two.
Because she just said no job.
No.
Were you dating at that time?
Year,
were you
like one
dating?
Year.
Were
no.
You, like, not one person, but like were you going on dates and stuff?
Around that when I first started. No.
Mariah.
No.
Who was giving you money?
Nobody. So
I was trying to say it that direct.
Mariah.
Golly, Daddy.
Nobody
giving you money.
Nobody.
Okay.
Credit card.
So you were living on credit.
Credit card.
So you established some credit debt.
Just to pay the rent. Just to pay.
That's the
store rent.
Yes.
And that was like here, because I only had
But your
such
store
a
rent was
limit.
$3,000.
But right, and it was but only so, so much the, of a
so
limit.
Then it's not truthful when David said, are you in debt? You have to be in debt.
No, that's why I said not anymore since I've opened this store.
How much were you in debt?
I paid it off. It was $8,000.
Yo.
What?
Maybe let's move past it.
Maybe let's get out of the finances.
Yeah.
$8,000.
No, can't, because if the rent is $3,000 mm-hmm. a month and we're there for 3 years.
And our house rent.
That's $36,000.
How much was your rent?
$1,100.
$1,100.
But so no, I didn't. See, you got to get the full story.
Okay.
I moved out of my apartment. And then I went to go live with my mom for like 3 or 4 months. And then I moved in with my boyfriend when me and him met. So it was different processes. So I was paying.
How long were you with that boyfriend?
We're still together.
The one that she just told us 10 minutes ago, they just started talking?
Yeah, about a year or two ago. The store just closed in December. That store in Atlanta just closed in December.
Mariah, it went from just to a year ago to a year or two
ago.
It was
a year ago.
And then it went from $3,000 to $4,000 to then I also had $1,100 in rent.
I did.
Then it went from I paid
all
my rent on credit cards to
no, all
only
of these things have happened. I just moved in this store that's in Conyers. I just moved
4 months ago.
Yes, and
but you said
I closed that store in October. I opened this store in
how
December.
How long were you paying your rent on credit cards, Mariah?
No, the storefront rent only twice. That's what I'm saying. It was only twice that I paid my rent on a credit card. And then the rest was let's say I made so much in sales, because I only do my, I use Square. So whenever I do my Square rent, or I mean pay my rent with
can
Square.
You, okay, ooh. Can mm-hmm. you show me your, mm-hmm. you still have the payment history from, because it's the same company.
Oh, Square will show you lifetime.
You still have the payment history from those months, correct?
From
the old store, because it's the same business.
Well, no. I can download the app from when I was paying the rent to the portal.
No, not the rent, the sales that came in.
Let me
see that, because maybe we'll get a better idea of the numbers, because I'm under the impression that you're losing money every single month. Then I'm trying to figure out how you pay for gas, how you pay to live, eat.
How you bought Dunks. That's on
fresh
her feet.
Out here. I just got these.
Super fresh. Brought,
she with her boyfriend now, though.
She with her man.
Oh, but y'all been there for a year.
But here's the thing. Your man's not contributing to your business, right?
Oh, no. I got it. I think I got it.
No.
When did you get the store? The first store.
The first store? July of 2020.
July of 2020. Okay. You got a PPP loan.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, now why couldn't you just say that?
What, 20,000? You got the 20,000 PPP?
She
okay.
got 25. You got 25. Yeah. You got
20,800 something, wasn't it?
No.
20 something?
20.
She don't remember.
Just 20.
Just 20. Okay.
She don't remember.
So we got 20,000 from the PPP.
Now it's adding up.
Yes.
Now let me tell you, you got to, you have to say the details because we want to help you.
Okay.
But if we don't believe the story is adding up, then we're creating these narratives. Now we're talking about, did your boyfriend give you money? Yeah. That's not true. Your parents didn't give you money. That's not true.
Right.
Say the government gave you some money, girl. Yes. Okay. Now we're having a conversation that's starting to add up.
Yes. Okay. I knew it had to be something. So 2020, we got the PPP. We good. Then 2020, so you got the building from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
But the PPP was just used to build out. That wasn't even...
Yes, but you said you saved $40,000.
I did. Which and means then I also 60. Lost money because my contractors ran off on me. So that was $10,000, $20,000 right there.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Yeah. Okay. So we're running a cake business and we're not making much money. We find out we're losing from 2020 to 2022?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
2 years in that store.
Mm-hmm.
And then we call it quits.
Correct.
So how long were you closed?
A month or two. Yeah, October. So 2 months. Yeah, because we opened back up in December.
Okay.
No.
November, December.
You closed down October. In 2022, yes?
No, 23.
So you opened in 2020 and you closed down 2023. So you've been at that store for three years, not 2 years.
Correct.
Do you see why I'm confused?
Yeah, we're together now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We closed down that store. Why did we close the store?
It wasn't making no money.
And then a month later, we go into another store.
Correct.
What makes you think the other store is going to help you make money?
Location.
It's a better location.
Way better location.
Mm. More rent?
Less.
Less rent.
How much is your rent now?
$1,500.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, not bad. Okay. How big is the building? The space?
800 square feet.
Okay. All right. Cool. Less rent. You also live with your man, so you take care of the bills?
Mm-hmm.
Which allows you to just go out there and be free and do your thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So that you're not 50-50-ing?
No.
He takes care of all the bills?
Yes.
So every dollar that you make?
Yes.
Got you.
All right. Okay. We're good now.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, we're getting somewhere. Text your man and ask him if he can pay for your trademark.
He probably will.
Okay, let's do it. Let's see.
Cinema. What does he do? He's a baller, huh?
No.
Okay, go crazy.
He works, and he's a handyman.
Okay, so we get into the money. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're that first order of business, so as soon as I figure out the name that's trademarkable, can you support me in getting the trademark?
He's probably going to say yes.
That's
he
good.
Says yes to everything.
Because he love you. Mm-hmm. He loves some you. He got to love you, too.
He
especially
got to love you, Mariah.
A business that has lost money for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to close and open right back up, and I'm going to help you with that. That man, you got to stay. Listen, you keep that one.
Yeah. No, for sure. He's my support system. His whole family is.
I want to see his response when he replies, though.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, though, having someone as your backbone?
How
your
much
support?
Is it? That's what he
said.
Just say about
Tell him
grand.
About $2,000. Because she's got t-shirts.
Yeah.
She's online, so she needs to be selling digital products.
Yeah.
You got an in-store. So all of these are different classes. See, these are the expenses that you need. You got to pay the attorney. Mm-hmm. Then you have to pay for the trademark application itself, which is what, $500, $375, $500. Mm-hmm. Then you have to pay per class, which is, I think, $250 per class. You've got an a physical store, that's its own class. I see you've got some t-shirts, that's its own class. You also have digital sales. You saying
a class to do t-shirts?
You have to pay for a category to have your t-shirt.
Well, if you're going to build out the merch. But let's just get the name for the business first.
Yeah.
But it's going to be about $2,000.
It's going to still be, you might as well do it all because we're talking a $250 difference.
Yeah, but you know, like, Rose, I think she's like 25 and she'll cover two classes because you still got to pay the attorney to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, Rosina actually has a special right now, two trademarks, in fact, for $2,398, one trademark for like $1,500. So that's who we're going to put you on to get your trademark right now. She's got this great deal. So that part's taken care of. What issues are you having in your business outside of not even being really legally in business?
I would say marketing.
I really want to know who's going to pay her taxes because I know you ain't filed no taxes.
You filed your taxes?
No, you filed all your you current?
Yeah.
Let me see your last.
I haven't got my last year's tax return, but yeah, my aunt does them.
Okay. I'll still pull up. I want to see your sales. P&L. I want to see the sales though from the Stripe. So we have this cupcake. Are the cupcakes good?
Yeah.
All right, can you try one? I got my retainer in.
Yeah, I mean, because...
And I don't want to take it out and then try the cupcakes.
Before we get to anything, let's just even see if these cupcakes are cupcaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see. What do we have here?
So this is strawberry. This is red velvet, and it's pecans if you want to put pecans on it. And this is marble, and that's blueberry lemon.
Okay, which one is blueberry lemon? I don't want that.
That's the one with the cherry on
top. Okay, all right. I just don't like blueberries.
No, you're fine.
Last year, 2023, from January to November, was $40,000. $41,000 total collected.
Okay. Any of you guys want to try some of the cupcakes?
I want to try one so bad, too.
What'd you say, Reese? I want one. You say you want one, Chance?
Well, I want, just save it, because I want to take my retainer in.
Me and Deja will try... I'm just going to try two of them. Reese, you good with the blueberry one? Red velvet?
Nobody feeling cupcake? Strawberry? Blueberry?
That's my favorite. Blueberry. Y'all be sleeping.
Okay, so
sleep, ain't they? I don't went crazy with them. Okay. So let's see. 2022.
Are they still cold?
Yeah, they're cold.
Oh, dang.
Should they not be?
No.
The icing is cold.
Oh, but is the cake like? Can you squeeze it, or is it still kind of cold?
Yeah, I can squeeze it.
Okay, cool.
Let's see these 2022 sales.
All right, I'm about to try the red velvet.
All right, so real quick, 2022, we did 31,000. Which?
Hold on, because it's falling apart. Let me
You didn't do the frost? Do it go crazy?
I did. The cupcake is cupcaking.
It's good? Oh, that's what's up.
It's the red velvet. Can the camera see the cupcake? This bad boy is moist. It's delicious. Can somebody get me a napkin?
Okay, yeah. So 2022, we did $30,000 in sales, which is what I expected. You 100% lost money.
Yeah.
Because if your rent is $3,000, rent alone is $36,000. So,
I don't.
Wow, you lost bad too. Did you have a lot of employees? You were there by yourself?
Yeah, they was in school, so they worked like 4 hours, 3 hours. I was scheduling them if I could, stuff like that.
Okay, all right. Let's
What's
see.
This? Marvel.
Are you gonna eat all of them, Donnie? Golly, are you gonna save some for somebody else?
I was like, wait, you got a second
two
one.
Of them. Exactly what I said.
She said that.
I want parts. Okay.
Thank you, Kate. January.
Boy, in April 17th. Who's at the store now?
Nobody.
Dang, you going crazy. Why not?
Because I wanted to be here. So we're opening at 2 today.
Dang, I got red velvet on my shirt.
You can't you can't operate that way.
This is my first time ever doing something.
Okay, so
yeah,
closing?
Yeah, I don't do stuff like that.
All right, so we actually.
Oh, for sure.
You going crazy.
But I didn't want to cancel. Like, I was like, okay, this could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You have staff?
Yeah, I do, but they.
Nobody could be there.
Yeah, they was like, can I come
in? I'm sorry for inconvenience.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
28,000 in 4 months. That's good. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of me, too.
Okay, how much do we sell the cupcakes for?
$4 each.
You want to check them out? $4 each. Mm-hmm. That's low, right, for cupcakes?
They were $5, but I felt like when we were in Atlanta.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smyrna to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
It made sense. Our rent was higher. They were $5. But yeah, when I tried to come to Conyers and it was like $5, it was like, okay, $5 for a cupcake. They still kind of be tripping on four. How much does it cost?
I mean, if you want to go through, like, you can look through all the numbers if you want.
I got
How much does it cost you to make a cupcake?
It costs around $1. I really have to redo it because it's the butter and sugar, it fluctuates so much. But when I did it last, it was like around, like with packaging and everything, around like $1, like $1.80 something.
$1 and $1.80. That's drastically.
It's drastically.
Different.
Yeah, so it just depends on
why are why does it change based on
depending on the recipes?
Okay,
some recipes require butter, some don't require butter.
There you go. But butter isn't 80 cents per cupcake.
No, but you break it down all the way. So I only use a stick and a half for, you know, instead of a whole pack.
No, yeah, but what I'm saying is like the butter, you were saying like some require butter, some doesn't, but that's not the biggest mover.
That's the most expensive.
So I'm seeing cherries. I'm seeing what I think is cookie dough.
Yeah,
I'm seeing this topping that's inside of the strawberry. I'm seeing the pecans.
Mm-hmm.
How much of this $30,000 is profit?
She doesn't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Because do you have a P&L statement from any tax year?
On me, no.
Those are digital.
Yeah, I didn't tell her to send it to me. We printed it out.
Ask her to send that to you real quick. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's how we find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So every cupcake has a cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, big scale of mm-hmm. what we can identify is how much we order of all of the ingredients. So the butter, sugar, we look at the month of, let's say, January,
mm-hmm.
how much went out just cost from your vendors. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Calculate all of that. Look at every single expense. You're not paying any expenses with cash, right? They're all card. You can track it.
Correct.
Okay. However much you spent that month mm-hmm. in product, you write that number down. However you spent how much in February, then March, and then, well, we can't do April right now. So those 3 months, I want you to look at all the money that you spent. Not rent just yet, but just ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you look at the sales, So we look at the sales.
Off the top of my head, when I do go to the grocery store, I spend about $400.
I don't want to hear. I don't want, not about. That's not the case, because sometimes you need more sugar and you don't need more butter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need the pecans and you got to run and get some pecans. So you're not spending $400 on pecans. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying to you is,
I'm saying for a whole like haul, not saying for like a whole.
Every month, Look at how much you spent at the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. I need you to go through your, because you only put it on credit or debit card, right?
Correct.
You never pay the grocery store cash?
No.
Okay, good. So look at every transaction on your, this is vitally important. My question is, your business and your personal operating out of the same account or different?
Different.
Sure.
Positive.
There's two different business accounts, different bank accounts.
Yes. How much do you pay yourself? What percentage?
I don't.
So what goes into your personal account?
When I was working, and then when I'm not working.
Are you telling me that 7 years later you still have money from when you were working in your personal account?
No. I'm saying when I was working a job, that is what would go into my personal account.
So what goes into it today?
Nothing.
So you don't have a personal account?
Because I do, but I just don't. No, I just don't use it.
Your man is not.
Good. No. I didn't say he was. I need.
What I'm saying is, because David keeps trying to put it on you that your man is kicking in that way. Is. And the truth is, he's not.
Uh-huh. What do you pay for personally?
Would I pay car note?
No. So where is that money coming from?
My business account.
Okay, so then you are paying yourself.
Well, I use the car.
So your car, you're paying for your car. Okay.
My business.
Okay, I want you to understand. Mm-hmm. You're using your car for the business. That's a business expense?
Yes.
Did you write it off on your taxes as such?
Yes.
What kind of car is it?
A Toyota RAV4.
RAV4, go crazy. Okay. You wrote it off 100%?
Possibly.
You did not write a Toyota RAV4 off 100%.
I don't do my taxes.
Yeah, you can't. It'd be the miles going from the house to the business and come back.
So there is still a percentage of personal expenses that you have. Okay? You just got these Dunks. You said you just bought these. Mm-hmm. Where did the money come from?
When I was working.
She keep them fresh. That's because we're going.
She told me she just got these.
I did when I was working. I was just working. I was just working at Planet Fitness.
Oh, when? Yeah.
I just quit maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Mariah.
Yes. Y'all didn't ask me about that.
Out mad stuff.
Y'all did not ask me that.
We didn't ask you that. You're right. How long were you working at Planet Fitness?
6 months.
Okay. Is that where you found your man?
No.
Nah, y'all. Okay, anyway. All right, let's stay focused, okay? Because we gotta get you on these numbers. So what you're going to do, look at all your expenses for January, February, and March just on the business account.
Okay.
My question for you is, if you got to run to the store, if your man says, yo, I need you to cook something. When you go to the store, do you sometimes use your business account?
No.
Never?
Never.
Okay, good. So now every expense on this business account, you'll be able to calculate to see how much you're putting into your business, into products specifically, January, February, March. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to look at all of the sales from January, February, and March. And that will give you an idea, don't include rent just yet for the building, but that will give you an idea of how much it's costing you to, it'll give you an idea of your profit margin. Because now you can look at, if I spent $100 and let's say I made $300 and I sold 30 cupcakes, let's just say, well, the profit margin on 30 cupcakes is $200. Does this make sense so far?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, just bring it back. You spend $100 in material, you make 30 cupcakes. You sold those 30 cupcakes and made $300. Well, now your profit margin is $200 for these 30 cupcakes. You divide the 200 by the 30 cupcakes, and that'll tell you how much profit you're seeing per cupcake. Okay. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So it's important for you to know, like, at least high level some of the numbers. And then we can get more granular, like, all right, well, a percentage of the money was spent on this special cream that we put on this one particular cupcake. And you'll be able to see, well, do I have a lot of it sitting around? Maybe I'm ordering too much. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. We need to know what those numbers are, because you might find out Okay, you made $30,000, but you didn't profit anything because the cupcakes are too cheap. Just because they sell better at $4 doesn't mean it's a good price.
True.
Because you might be spending $3 per cupcake to make a $4 cupcake, but that other dollar is going to other expenses, meaning you're losing. You got to get smart about your business. You've been doing it for 7 years, so there's no excuse.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you that right now I can almost guarantee that you're not a profitable business at these prices and just the simple expenses, because we're not factoring in those little details like your bags and your receipt paper and, you know, the car, the fuel for the car. You said that you're using your car for work. In what way? Are you making deliveries?
I don't do deliveries, but to go purchase all my supplies, I do it myself. Mm-hmm. To get to and from work.
Okay, so she's not writing this vehicle off. Because you can't, like, we got to get to and from work. We can't just write all of our car off just to get to and from work. That's a normal expense that people have, is to get to and from work. A good CPA is probably not doing that. If you were making deliveries from your vehicle, then we've got like a real verifiable, valid write-off.
As an entrepreneur, I think you can write off the mileage.
She can write off her mileage,
not
the vehicle. Oh. So there's a difference. We said something different. Not that you were writing off the mileage, but you wrote the car off.
Okay.
So that payment that you're making is not a business expense for your car, at least not all of it. So you want to get really clear there. So anyway, just based on these loose numbers, you're not profitable, okay? And we got to get profitable. Now, from a consumer experience, looking at these cupcakes, they're huge. Mm-hmm. They're huge cupcakes. They're delicious cupcakes. And they've got a huge amount of toppings, from the cookie dough to the large cherry to all of this frosting, right? This is not a $4 cupcake. And you have to immediately say they're not a $4 cupcake.
Okay.
Now, because you've been selling them for $4 and you have a lot of repeat customers.
Yes.
You've got a lot of repeat customers. We have to do a gradual price increase. Okay. So every $4 cupcake immediately needs to go to $5. Okay.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Every $5 cupcake immediately needs to go to $6. You are going to have customers who come in there and they are going to be like, what? She increased the price a dollar? Yes, yes, I did. And I understand if that's no longer in your budget to support the business because we've increased it by a dollar. But what's going to happen is you're going to continue to market. You'll get new customers. This is a $7 cupcake, an $8 cupcake all day long. And pricing at $4 tells me a couple of things. One, you're operating out of fear because you just want customers coming in and buying your cupcakes. Mm-hmm. Two, that you haven't really done any real market research. So you don't see any of the other cupcake leaders, because I go to them on a regular basis, that are selling $4 cupcakes this size. So now, so you don't lose that particular client.
The only person I know who, I ain't never seen a six or seven, but I know Cammy Cakes does a $5.25. Their cupcakes are all $5.25.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they, I know. And they're not this size.
They're not. I swear they cupcakes were that big.
No, they're not as big as yours. Your cupcakes are bigger.
Really?
Their cupcakes are a great size, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, we got to consider a number of things, but they're not the only person that you go to that's dominating. And there's Tiff's Treats. There's a Taste of Cupcakes. Like, there's all kinds of cupcake mm-hmm. places. You don't just look at one,
mm-hmm.
and they're not your only competitor. We also got to look at the quality of these cakes, and we're not even going to open that conversation on this show.
No, I'm just thinking, like, you know, thought they were around
Hold
the same
on.
Size.
So you don't have to lose that $4 customer.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you want to sell $4 cupcakes, make them just a little bit smaller, a little less topping, and that way your batter mm-hmm. makes a larger batch. So you go from making, say, 30 cupcakes to now making 42 cupcakes. And now we're talking more profit margin here because your COGS, your cost of goods for your service or your product reduces drastically. Mm-hmm. So we've got to make some decisions. We either make these a little smaller or we increase the price of these. Do you sell mini cupcakes?
No.
Then that's also something that you can incorporate. So you've got clients or customers who only want to spend a certain amount of money. Let's put to the market some mini cupcakes and see if maybe they'll do two mini cupcakes for $4. Those two mini cupcakes are still smaller than what they get here, but they're getting two for the same cost that they used to get this one. Mentally and psychologically, it makes sense for them, right?
Yeah.
So there are different ways that we can increase the profit margin here doing this. And surely not selling. How much do these sell for on DoorDash and Uber Eats?
Six.
Okay.
Because it has to be a 30% markup and then I put a little extra.
Which means, yeah. I mean, it looks like, and I'm looking at other cupcakes, about $5 is about the sweet spot,
mm-hmm.
which means you're literally undercutting yourself for no reason because people are used to paying $5 for a cupcake.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. And they have some really competitive cupcakes, and they're killing it. $5, $5.50, some of them.
Mm-hmm. You can for sure sell a $6 cupcake because now we also have to factor in the types of cupcakes, the quality of these cupcakes, the taste of these cupcakes. I can go to Publix and get a sheet cake for my daughter's birthday, and I can spend $40 on this cake.
Right.
And a Publix cake is delicious, Shans.
For sure.
Publix cake slap every mm-hmm. time, right?
Every time.
I'll spend $40 on this Publix cake.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I really want an impression and I want this cake to be beautiful mm-hmm. and I'm presenting it in front of a bunch of people, I will pay my particular baker $200 to make me a cake mm-hmm. that I could have gotten at Publix to serve the same need, to have a cake available to eat. I'll pay $150 to $200 depending on how elaborate I want this cake to be because this is different. There's something special. There's something unique. I can't just get this on the street.
Right.
We have to do some market research on the quality of your cupcakes in your area, right? And we have to know, well, what's different about us? Well, this company's cupcakes are such and such. Yeah, but that company uses these ingredients versus we use these. This company is manufacturing now from another place. We make ours in-house. We have to know all those things to be able to justify our cupcakes. And then the way that we create our messaging justifies the price that we can put out. So it's not like, you know, people are walking in and you have to say, oh, yeah, well, we're doing this. No, then all of your branding is to justify and to support the quality and the cost of your cupcakes. Make sense?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this one company. It's called Moja Cupcakes in Atlanta. You familiar mm-hmm. with them?
Yes.
Okay. First off, she's killing it. And she followed me, so she needed to send me some cupcakes. Your cupcakes better than hers?
I never had them.
Wrong answer. Are your cupcakes better?
No, I mean, I don't believe so, but I mean.
Dang, what?
I don't believe so. I mean, our cupcakes
no,
are good.
No, I don't believe so.
I would have to taste them, but I know our cupcakes good.
No,
I know
so our cupcakes with are good. Sight unseen what? And taste untasted, you yeah. said no, you don't believe so, that your cupcakes
aren't
better?
No, I'm saying I don't believe that her cupcakes are better than
ours. Oh, that's
ours.
Not what he asked you.
Oh, okay.
He said, are your cupcakes better than hers? And you said, no, I don't believe so.
Oh,
let me ask you this question.
I said it wrong.
Her cupcakes better than yours?
No.
Why not?
Because my cupcakes are homemade. And I
That's
know she
not
used
the
box
reason.
Cake. Yeah, no, I seen
They're
her.
Amazing. No, your cupcakes are amazing. You got the best cupcakes in the city.
But that is the reason.
Okay,
a lot
say
of
that with your chest
box
in.
Cake. A lot of bakers use box cake. Our stuff is homemade. So I just seen her post a video about her using box cake.
Nah,
so
she going crazy on here.
Okay, if I bake.
She got some dope jars.
If I bake
and all
a cake
that.
At home, uh-huh. Shans, if I say come over mm-hmm. and get some cake. You and Dre, bring the kids. I made them a cake at home. I used a little Betty Crocker. Mm-hmm. Did I still make a cake at home?
I don't care how you made it.
It's still homemade.
If it's...
I made the cake at the crib.
That's what people be saying, but it's different.
But what I'm saying is that messaging doesn't justify these cupcakes. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't really want your cupcakes made at your house. You didn't make these in your house, did you?
I got a picture of her making them at the crib. And I don't like it.
So it's not about, oh, these are homemade. Mm-hmm. These are made with premium ingredients. These are cupcakes that are made with raw ingredients, meaning we create our strawberry topping from fresh strawberries. Are you doing that?
Yes.
They are creating topping from fresh strawberries and it costs $4? Do you know how much a strawberry costs today?
I already know. Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something about Moja. Hey, y'all, go check her out, too. M-O-J-A Cupcakes. M-O-J-A Cupcakes. Go on. Girl, she's doing a little something. I want one real bad. So, you've got, and I'm not saying everyone's your competition, but you need to know that you have something so special and you are better than every, I don't know who they are, but I'm sure she can't touch mine. Period. You need that kind of confidence.
I do.
You have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right, we have a different concept.
Choice of crazy, so, right? We just want to support everybody. So yeah. Your cups, hey, listen, we want to create a war, okay? Go on and check out Mariah's Cupcakes. We have her cupcake garden experience. And then go holler at Moja because she look like a sister that's doing her thing. Moja Cupcakes in Atlanta. Go try them both. And let's see your reviews. All right. So there's only...
How many ounces is this cupcake?
I don't know. I don't weigh our cupcakes.
You don't do what?
You say how many ounces? I don't weigh them. I just put the stuff in there. I don't weigh them.
I just put the stuff in
there. I put the ingredients in there. Y'all know what I mean.
Are you playing with me?
What?
Are you being serious?
I don't weigh them.
You don't know how big your cupcake is?
No.
You don't measure or nothing?
I measure when I'm putting the ingredients in there, but as far as weighing the extra.
Write this down.
Okay.
Measure my cupcakes. Identify the size of my cupcakes.
Okay.
Because there's no way that we can create competitive marketing messaging by saying, oh, the girl up the street sells 8-ounce cupcakes. She sells something. It just depends on how she pours that day. Mm-hmm. Measure the freaking cupcakes because the description needs to be able to say this is a 12-ounce cupcake. This is a 6-ounce cupcake. This is a...
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I talked to Whitney from Crack Pies. Remember Crack Pies?
Yes.
She goes crazy. So she actually moved down to Orlando and there's this a restaurant that I'm working with and I called her yo, we want to put them in there. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, we got 9-inch and 10-inch. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what's the difference? So she starts to describe the difference. 9-inch gets 6 slices, 10-inch gets 8 slices. There's the cost for 9-inch. There's the slice. And she started breaking it down. Uh-huh. And now I can tell she knows her business. You've got to know your business. So if, say there's a cupcake and they're charging $4. You're like, hey, well, look, they're charging $4. But let's just say, I don't know the numbers, but yours is 6 ounces and hers is 3 ounces. Now you're comparing a cupcake that's double the size to a company that's half the size, and they're only charging 25% less. They're winning. You understand what I'm saying?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I do.
So you just gotta, I think it's just the journey of being smarter about your business. That's why you're here. And I think you made a really good decision to start having this conversation, right? One, we have to have a structure of our business. We got to make it legal. We have to legalize our business. And then we have to identify, okay, it's costing. The next time I ask you, how much does it cost to make a cupcake? I want you to tell me a number. Every single cupcake should represent a smaller number. Meaning, when it sells, you say, okay, X amount of dollars went out, X amount of dollars came in. when you decide to give an influencer some cupcakes, you need to know, oh, those cost $1.50 each. I brought four of them. I'm spending $6 on marketing. You see how I got that number?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a $6 expense. I know that because I know my numbers. So we're not just fly by night. If you want to really build a strong business, you have to know the numbers, and then you got to obviously get out there. And I guess we can talk about marketing now.
Well, and you also have to just know how to optimize. Like, the more and more I'm thinking about these cupcakes and this being the only size cupcake you sell, you would never let your kids eat this whole cupcake at one time, would you?
Bruh. What? Not all the cream and all that? You're bouncing off the walls.
So let me say this. The cupcakes go hard. Mm-hmm. These are delicious. They're moist. They're succulent. The cream, the butter, is this buttercream? Well, it depends on the cupcake, right? So The frosting on top is not too sweet. Like, it's perfect. I can taste the butter in the cup. Like, I love the cupcake. There's no way I'm going to eat this whole cupcake at once. But it's just too much. It's too much salt. It's too much topping. It's too much of the actual cake. Mm-hmm. So now we got two servings of a freaking cupcake, right? Mm-hmm. And that can be cupcakes so big you can eat it twice, like, kind of deal. Or you have it for two sittings. But we need variations in sizes, because when people come in with their kids, and I'm sure they do, mm-hmm. we need cupcake, because this is being wasted. Many people are not saving the cupcake. The cupcake's not surviving the car. The parent is letting the kid eat what they can, taking the rest, dumping it in a cup somewhere so it doesn't make a mess all over the place. So you're wasting product. We can literally optimize the business by offering just you serving various sizes. Variation in your sizes is going to make you more money than many of the things that we can tell you. Because if you've already made $30,000 in the first quarter of the year, it would be safe to say that you could make about $120,000, $25,000 just off of duplicating what you're doing. But if you add some variation, you probably increase your bottom line by about 20 to 30%.
Okay.
Because we're not wasting as many goods.
Do you have other products too?
Yes.
What else do you sell?
We do frozen lemonade, ice cream, something called cup shakes, which is a cupcake and a milkshake, a cake slices. We do cheesecake brownies, regular brownies. Pound cake, cookies.
Cupcake sells the most?
Everything really sells, but it just really depends on the day. It depends on the day. Like, we do deals. So we do deals throughout the week. So
everything doesn't sell
day to day.
It does.
No. Everything might sell, but what he asked you was, do the cupcakes sell the most? You have to know your revenue generating product.
Mm-hmm.
What is the okay. What product do you sell the most of? When you count your register down at night and you look at your sales, why we got to pull teeth to get to the bottom line? Like, we're trying to help you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everything. Those ices and those cupcakes are not selling the exact same quantity every single day. It's not happening. So we need to know, do the cupcakes sell the most in the winter? The ices are selling the most in the summertime? And these are things that you have to know. Let me tell you something. She doesn't need a marketing strategy.
Mm-mm.
You need business strategy. You need to understand how to... you're still Mariah selling cupcakes out the kitchen.
For sure.
And let me... yes. And I love that you've been able to do this. Your business model, fantastic. Your product, fantastic. But now that we're about to go into the six-figure mark, it's time for you to step up and be a CEO. And let me also say, I understand that you don't know what you don't know, but now you know and you can't unhear it.
Correct.
Okay?
But that's why I'm here. Because I don't...
that
I don't,
is why you're here. Bring your mic back to you. Is why you're here, to get this information. I can't believe she's doing what she's doing and surviving.
Yeah. Here's what you're going to find when you do what we're telling you. You're going to find, I want you to go through the numbers of everything. Like, the same thing we talked about with cupcakes, identifying how much it costs me to make a cupcake. And now it's your next hire. Do you have some money?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to find an inexpensive CPA, accountant, somebody who maybe they're not like the best at it. Maybe you got a friend, a connection, something like that, that can come in and do an audit of everything. Because now we buy a bunch of sugar, and the sugar is spread out into different things. So now we need to know how much of this bag of sugar is going into this cupcake. So, okay, a bag of sugar costs $10, let's say.
Okay.
Let's say, we'll just use round numbers. This 10-pound bag of sugar costs $10. How many ounces are in a pound? 16?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, 1/10 of that bag is 1 pound, and it's 16 ounces, meaning a pound costs a dollar. If we put 8 ounces, let's say, into a cupcake, that's a lot, but we put 8 ounces into one cupcake, that mm-hmm. means that cupcake costs 50 cents worth of sugar. Do you understand?
Yes.
So it's a math involved. It's a math involved. But I need you to do that for every item. Because what you are going to find, and mark my words, there's some item that you're selling that you're losing money on. And it doesn't even make sense to sell it. Or we make some and it doesn't sell. And after a while, we got to throw it away. Mm-hmm. Why do we keep throwing away the cheesecake? Because people aren't buying it. And it's expensive. Better option, take it off the menu.
Right.
We don't sell it because a couple of people say, oh, this is my favorite thing. Two people buy it, but we keep losing money on this item. We take that item, completely take it off the menu because we might be super profitable in one area, but another item is costing us money, which affects the entire business. And we're selling this there's no reason we need to be losing money on this particular product. That's why the money is so expensive. Understanding the numbers is so expensive. So you need to find a CPA or someone that you know that can do an audit of your business, because you going to do all the stuff that I just said is going to be extremely frustrating and confusing for you. So I'd rather you take some money, text your man real quick, see. See, hey, baby, I need a CPA. I need somebody that can mm-hmm. go through my numbers. But that's going to be very, very important, because you'll be able to literally look at the holes in your business on a sheet of paper. We don't need to sell all these items, I'm sure.
100%.
I'm positive.
You've got way too many products.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way too many products. And this is the epitome of an entrepreneur who's trying to capture all the markets. Well, if they don't eat cupcakes, what about icing? Yeah. Or what about ices? And if they don't do this, then let's do that. Like, we're going to be known for something. And if you were my client, I would recommend that you probably filter down your menu of offerings to like 2 or 3 things, and you're done with it. Mm-hmm. You are, the name of your business is, right, it's the cupcake something,
cupcake,
right?
Cupcake garden.
It's, no, it's not. That's those other people's business.
Oh, that's that other. Oh, those are other people in Texas.
That's those other people in Texas business, right? Mm-hmm. The name of your business is the cupcake something. Mm-hmm. So your flagship product should be?
Cupcake.
The product that generates the most revenue for you should be
cupcakes.
The product that you should know, understand your numbers on from top to bottom should be
cupcakes.
Okay, everything else is ancillary. Cupcakes are your revenue generating leading product. And it's not right now. I can tell by the pricing and your expenses that it's not right now, but that's what it should be. Okay. Then you think about maybe 2 or 3 things that can complement it. And it's probably like some kind of a drink. Ices are cheap to make. I understand why you're doing it, but looking at the numbers, we got to figure out if it's even worth your time. You got machinery costs. You still have expenses with it. You've got the time that it takes you to do all of that. It may not even be something that's beneficial. I want you to be focused on your numbers, understanding what those numbers are, but you also need a good strategy session. Like, for real, you need a good strategy session to identify what products you even need to be selling. And it sounds like a breakup when you have to condense your menu, but it's actually a breakthrough, mm-hmm. not a breakup, right?
Sure.
It allows you to focus. And it allows you to stop spending money that you don't have right now to grow the business that will make you the money that you are anticipating making from your business. So you don't need marketing. Before we market and bring in hundreds of other customers, thousands of other customers, we got to get a handle on the business name, legalizing the business with the Secretary of State, getting somebody in there to help you understand your numbers, like, and you don't even have to keep them. We just need a really good report that helps you understand your cost of goods, your expenses, where you're taking your profit, where you're earning your loss, where you're finding your losses, right? We have to be super clear. By the end of that, you need to know it cost me $1.20 to make every single 8-ounce cupcake. It cost us 68 cents to make every single 3-ounce cupcake. It cost us 11 cents to make an icy. You need to know the cost of every single thing, okay? That's that part. Then we need to downgrade the menu or upgrade the menu by downsizing the menu. Those are your three next steps.
Yep.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay.
Got nothing else for you. You got a buffet of information today. But thank you for coming on, because you are not the only one. Trust me.
Oh, for sure.
Trust me. You are not the only one.
Yeah.
Do you know how the hot seat really got started?
How?
My mentors put me in a hot seat.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting cooked. And for those that say it in the comments sometimes, Donnie, they're absolutely right. If Richard Lou Dennis or somebody that's another business owner would cook me. Mm-hmm. You understand? I don't have everything together. I know enough to teach you. Donnie knows enough to teach you. But there's another level. If me and Donnie were in a hot seat in front of someone else, oh my gosh, we'd experience the same exact thing.
Right.
Okay. So you are not the only, I'm looking at the comments as we're like doing this, and people's like, oh my gosh, this helped me so much, because you're not the only one going through it.
Mm-hmm.
However, certain amount of, now you're on another level of people who got the information. There's a percentage of people that do nothing with the information to take it to the next level. They just go back in there and start doing what we do after this. But I want you to be that person that takes this information and says, okay, these are the points I'm going to fix, and then I'm going to come back and I'll have those fixed. And then I need to work on something else. But we gave you a whole lot. So I want you to watch this episode a few times. Okay.
Yeah, no, I definitely.
Your Instagram is Cupcake Garden Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Cupcake Garden Experience.
Yo, after this episode drops, you'll probably get a cease and desist.
But it's all good. But we're going to work on that now.
I'm happy for you. When mm-hmm. you get that cease and desist, don't be afraid of it. Just get your business right. Cease and desist just means, hey, we're asking you to stop playing with us in our face before we take legal action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't wait for you to get the cease and desist, because that's going to definitely put some fire under you to make sure you get this name change and get your attorney and you're on the right track. So that's all. I'm sure I've received a cease and desist before. So it's not like the end of you. It's a good thing. But this episode is going to go, and you're going to get one. Just an FYI.
Go. Yeah.
You're going to get one.
Yeah.
So before this episode even, well, it's already out there. Go ahead and get that name.
Yeah.
We'll give you the attorney information right now.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, congratulations. Thank you for coming.
Thanks.
All right. If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're going to like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now. All right, Instagram. It's enough entertainment for one day, okay? You did good. Hey, but seriously, if you're Conyers, right?
Yes.
Go support the sister, okay? What's the address? 2040 Eastside Drive. Conyers, Georgia. Is it sweet?
Yeah, 102.
So if y'all in Conyers, go check it out, man. So, all right, we out of here, y'all. Y'all, thank you all so much for the support. Continue to support all that we're doing, and we will do our very best to deliver amazing information. So, all right, we out of here.
Bye.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.